Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Johnson moves to third. Santana moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a line drive towards first. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Durham moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Davis moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier is called out on strikes. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive towards first. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreland moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Moreland trying to get to home. Heap throws the ball into Carter who tags Moreland who's trying to score from second, for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing right field. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. Eckersley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier bunts in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Eckersley moves to third. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eckersley scores. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heap. Francona reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham juggles the ball. That's an error on Durham. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Eckersley. Dykstra moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Say hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Eckersley bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunston moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. George Foster pinch hits for Ron Darling. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell now playing third base. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Mukie Wilson now playing left field. Randy Myers now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mitchell juggles the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myers fields it and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Sisk now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing right field. Lee Smith now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Say takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear pinch runs for Ron Say. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dunston is hit by the pitch. Spear moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Spear moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-4 in the game. Dernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing third base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.